Welcome, I'm Rose Aguilar, and this is Your Call. Today we are marking California Public Radio Day by opening the lines to find out what you want to hear on Your Call and what's on your mind during these trying times. After the Republican Party voted to defund public radio, so many of you stepped up to support KALW and Your Call. This show is only possible with your support, and we are so grateful. If you would like to contribute to KALW, you can go to kalw.org, click donate. Your Call is also heard on other stations in California and across the country. And so if you're listening on another station, I hope you can also support that station, because at the end of the day, we are all in this together. And these are such difficult times for public radio, especially the small stations and the rural stations. And so since it's California Public Radio Day, we want to celebrate all of the public radio stations in the state and thank them for what they're doing. This work is so important, especially now, and we want to hear from you. In addition to letting us know what you want from the show, we'd also like to know just what's on your mind, because these are tough times. There's so much going on. In fact, a couple months after the election, I heard from people who said, I just need a break from the news. And so how are you doing? And what do you want to hear from us? What are your thoughts on the role that this show can play in this ever-changing media landscape? You can give us a call at 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. You can also email yourcall@kalw.org. And I want to share a couple of thoughts before we get to your calls and emails. As many of you know, I lost my dad to a rare and aggressive form of prostate cancer in early January, and I took a couple of months off to process everything we've been through. He was on hospice for 5 weeks, and it was just such an intense experience, and figure out how to grieve. And I just couldn't come back to the show without sharing what I've been through, and I could not cover politics as usual. I just couldn't do it. And so we spent a couple of months talking about death and dying, caregiving, hospice, health, cancer, and other related issues. And the response to those shows was so incredible. I just don't think we talk about them enough. And then I eventually found the strength to cover politics again. There's so much going on, and we are so fortunate to have an hour to discuss all of these issues. And I thought, okay, I know that my dad would have wanted me to talk about these issues and bring on an array of guests to talk about everything we're facing right now. And yesterday, because things are moving so quickly, we started a new series about Trump's authoritarian actions and policies. We just cannot cover it all, even though so much of it deserves an hour. But what we're going to do is do our best to summarize the latest news and the news that maybe got lost in the shuffle, put it in historical context, and then find out how people are responding. So we started yesterday, and if you missed that show, you can find it at kalw.org, click news, and then Your Call. And I'm really wondering what your thoughts are on this, because I think the caregiving, the death and dying, the health shows are so critical. But we have 5 days and we just can't cover everything. So I'm just wondering what your thoughts are, because the fact of the matter is we're losing a lot of amazing people. We're losing our loved ones, whether they're older, they're younger. There's a health crisis in this country, and these issues deserve so much more attention. So what are your thoughts about balancing the health and the caregiving and the death and dying shows with the hard politics? Of course, they're all connected, but they're different. The way we cover them are different. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on that also. The toll-free number is 866-798-8255. You can also email yourcall@kalw.org. And since we're talking about death and dying, Malcolm Margolin passed away yesterday, an incredible man who did so much for Indian country in California. He struggled with Parkinson's. And I mean, that is just one example of so many incredible people that we're losing. I have a friend who is about to turn 60 who works in the media in New York City, works the overnight shift, and he just had a stroke. So I feel one of my dad's, actually my dad's best friend's wife, just passed from breast cancer, early 60s. So this is happening on a regular basis. And so we just want to ask you, what are your thoughts about finding that balance between those shows and the hard political shows? You can give us a call at 866-798-8255. You can also email your call at kalw.org. What do you want to hear on your call, and what is on your mind during these trying times? I'll start with a couple of emails that we've received. Rebecca writes, I have two show ideas. One is to cover the work of nonprofits and other organizations who are promoting social welfare and other things that benefit our world. The second is to cover what it's like to do business in California, especially small businesses and small retail. There's a place where there's often a clash between progressive ideals and business survival. I would like KALW to be a little less progressive on this and a little more on the listening side. Well, thank you for that, Rebecca. You just reminded me, KPIX had a good piece maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they talked about how so many small businesses are just not surviving in San Francisco. They focused on Hayes Valley and Noe Valley, and they found that the businesses that are opening tend to focus on things like health and then gyms. And a lot of them are corporate. They're connected to major corporations. And the small businesses said, I just can't survive because so many people are shopping online. And then to your point, I remember there's a great ice cream shop in Coal Valley. And I'm sorry, I forgot the name of it. But I've talked to the business owner there, and she said it was so hard to get through the bureaucracy in San Francisco just to open an ice cream shop. I mean, she's doing really well right now, but it was really, really difficult. So I think this is a great idea. And it just also, it's so important to just put this out there. It's easy to click, but we lose so much when we click and we don't go to our local small businesses. And we'll definitely do a show about that. So thank you so much for that idea. Carrie writes in, thanks for your efforts. I am a barely getting by baby boomer, and I wake up every morning feeling depressed about the future. It is clear to me that, to paraphrase the well-known quote, first they came for the immigrants, then they came for he came for BIPOC and DEI, then the journalists, the poor and the old, the EPA, the ERA, FEMA, and well, it turns out anyone that does not look like him or anyone that he could take something from. I try to eat, buy, and donate in a way that is socially, economically, and environmentally conscientious, but I still feel like I am just fiddling while the Constitution burns. How do we defend the American ideal and the Constitution while so many people seem to be okay with what is happening? Well, thank you, Carrie. A lot of people are asking, what can I do? People are feeling depressed about the future, and I just want to, again, thank so many of you who have given to KALW and other public radio stations. Everything matters. The $10 a month contribution to the $1,000 contribution. Collectively, it is so important to keep KALW and other public radio stations on the air. Once we found out that the CPB, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, was going to lose $1.1 billion and then shut down, that means that KLW is going to lose $400,000 a year over the next 2 years. So this is real. People on staff and people who freelance with us have already lost their grants. Philosophy Talk has lost a grant. Shows are shutting down. We're expecting between 80 and 120 stations to shut down. In Indian country, about 90% of tribal stations might not make it. So this is huge. And this is why every dollar matters. And if you'd like to donate to KALW, you can go to kalw.org, click donate. If you're hearing this on another station, I hope you can support that station. And we are on the air because of you. So we're so grateful for your support. And Carrie, we're thinking about you when we do these shows, and that's why we open the lines. What are your thoughts about where we are right now, what you would like us to cover? You can give us a call at 866-798-8255. You can also email your call at kalw.org. Thank you for that email, Carrie. We have an email from Clara who says, your call should concentrate more on covering the financial facts behind all the dramatic changes the administration is taking to transform the government. The line, follow the money from all the president's men, comes to mind. The corruption of the Trump regime is the foundation for the dismantling of our democracy. The August 18th marketplace is an example of what I mean. They had a very interesting piece on who profits from a $45 billion investment in immigration detention. DOJ's mission was to reduce spending. Let's get to the nitty-gritty of who profits and who loses from the skyrocketing spending for this new extension of the prison industrial complex. The same question applies to the dismantling of government agencies, selling off public lands, buildings, and properties, destroying the effectiveness of the public service while eliminating jobs and services. We the people are being robbed. I'd like you to explore and illuminate what's happening, who runs the show, and who's cashing in. Thank you so much, Clara, for your in-depth email. The New Yorker actually had a piece about how much Trump is making from the presidency, and that's getting a lot of attention. So yes, following the money is always so important. And we will definitely do shows about that. Thank you for the email. You can email us your call at kalw.org, and you can give us a call at 866-798-8255. We're opening the lines on California Public Radio Day to find out what you want from your call, to find out how you're doing in these trying times, what's going through your mind, and then what do you want from a show like this where we have an hour to bring people on, to open the lines, to have a discussion in this ever-changing media world. So many people, their habits have changed. People are getting news and information from YouTube and just different mediums out there. So we'd also love to find out how your media diet has changed, given that there's just so many places now to get information. And I should say, we're really lucky in the Bay Area because we have KPFA, KQED, and KALW, more content than most places in the country. And that's another reason why we're so appreciative that you spend time with us on this station, because you have many, many choices. And that is why we are opening the lines to get your thoughts on what you'd like us to cover. 866-798-8255. You can also email your call at kalw.org. We have an email from Carol in Oakland who says, I would love to see a show that focuses more on AIPAC and the Israeli lobby. I was so appalled that while a recent poll showed that only 8% of Democrats continue to support the starvation and massacre of the Palestinians, my words, of course, both of our state senators, along with the majority of Democratic senators, voted against Bernie's resolution to block an arms deal to Israel. Our Democratic politicians are out of touch with their constituents and what we want, especially on this issue. I believe that is why we now have this fiasco in the White House and our country. This is such an important issue of our time, yet we cannot seem to gain traction in having our elected officials vote to represent us. I am appalled to learn that 14 Democratic members of the House went on AIPAC-funded trips to Israel this month during their summer break. This is unbelievable to me. While so many Americans are appalled at what this administration is doing, I fear that we may not be able to make potential gains that we could make because of so many politicians being on the wrong side of this issue. What is the real story here? What can we do? Thank you so much for how much you care about these issues that are so important to me and should be important to everyone. Your voice is critical. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that email, Carol. And we appreciate it. We're doing a lot of shows about Israel, Palestine, and Gaza. And we'd love to hear from you about how you would like us to cover the show. We're actually in the process of trying to book Peter Beinart, who has written a show. Written a book about Gaza. And then I just found a new book written by It's a new book by people I have not heard of before, but it's a Jewish man and a Palestinian man have written a book about Gaza, and we're also trying to book them. So if you have any ideas about how you'd like us to cover that, we'd love to hear from you. 866-798-8255. 866-798-8255. You can also email your call at kalw.org. On California Public Radio Day, we wanted to open the lines to first thank you for all of your support. We could not do this work without you. But we also wanted to find out what's on your mind during these trying times, and then to find out what you want us to cover and what you want from a show like Your Call. 866-798-8255. You can also email yourcall@kalw.org. Let's hear from Bruce calling from the Excelsior in San Francisco. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me. I love your show, and I love your radio station. A couple of ideas. First of all, I appreciated your shows you did on health regards to your dad and everything. They were terrific. Right on.
Thank you.
And a couple of things. I'd like to see your call get more local government folks. For example, taking a district, say, District 11, getting the supervisor on, what are the issues there, and have a call in regard to that, you know, make it local. I know we struggle with so much going on in the country internationally, but I think the hope that I get is local involvement, getting people involved. Mm-hmm. An idea for raising money for the radio station, you're sponsored, true, with the school district, correct? I mean, isn't that part of the basis of the radio station, right?
We do have connections with the school district.
Okay, here's the idea that each school, maybe through the school board, can have a sponsor or two from the various schools that we serve, the community schools, that could sponsor the radio station. You do so much locally with education programs and your internship program. Let's ask the local school communities, those that have children, that have businesses and everything, to support in a way financially the radio station. And I'll bet you get some people to talk about the program that you have and how it reaches the schools. You have the school board meetings, et cetera, et cetera. Reach out to the communities and invite them to be a sponsor within the radio station. Hmm. And I guarantee you, you're going to get some people coming in to help out in a bigger way to support the station. So those are my ideas. All right.
Well, thank you for those. Thanks so much, Bruce. We appreciate you. The school district holds our license. So that's also obviously a huge connection. But it is great having a connection with the school board. And we just did. I wish we would have done this a month beforehand. We were a bit too late because so much is going on. But we had students on the show recently, and we also had teachers on the show. Really interesting conversations just about what students are dealing with today and teachers. I mean, being a teacher today is so different than when I was in school because they're dealing with so many different issues. I mean, you add in the phone and social media, and it's just such a different world. So we'll definitely do another show with teachers and students once they have another break. Thank you again for calling in, and thanks for sharing your ideas. Let's go to Judy in San Francisco. Hi, Judy. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Judy.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi.
Sorry, I had to turn my radio down.
No problem.
You know, I just heard Robert Reich on Fresh Air, and you know, you've had him many times, and I think he's such a clear. he articulates things so clearly and connects dots, and you know, I guess he has these great skills as a professor, but now that he's come out with his book, he's kind of making things more personal, more, you know, close to our emotions, and I think he'd be an excellent guest, you know, to speak about, you know, like what some of the people calling in were suggesting about the financial, you know, following the money and stuff like that. That's what he does, and it seems like he could really be a bridge person to, you know, to bring us all together to understand who the real, you know, benefactors are and oppressors are, and,
well, thank
and help
you.
Us unite us.
Well, thanks for that, Judy. We actually tried to get Robert Reich for our upcoming membership campaign. Unfortunately, he's going to be on vacation during that. So we will definitely continue to try to get Robert Reich on the show. We have had him on many, many times, and hopefully he'll come on in the coming months. Thank you so much, Judy. It's always nice to hear from you. We have a listener who could not stand the line who said, maybe once a week, a report on positive news. There's a paper out of Bolinas called Positive News. Oh, I love that. Thank you. You know, something I was thinking about, especially when I came back to cover the hard political news, is ending every show with something inspiring. But that takes work, and we just don't have the staff for it. But I'm really thinking more about this. I mean, when I started hosting this show, I never wanted to end a show without saying, what are people doing about this? And of course, people have different ideas about how to solve problems, but what are people doing to try to solve the problems? And so we always try to end that way. We don't want to just leave on a dark note, but I do like the idea of trying to end by saying, you know, this happened over there, or this organization is working with first generation college students and helping them. I mean, think about it. I'm a first-generation college student. When you go to college as a first-generation college student, it's really difficult because no one in your family has gone through that experience. And there are all these organizations doing great work. I just saw a TV report about it a couple days ago. There's so much good work happening, and I'd love to end the show with even a five-minute segment. I wonder what your thoughts are on that. It's just that we need more resources to do it. That's always the challenge. But maybe more positive shows to let people know the good work that's happening in our communities, because there's so much of it. So thank you for that. If you'd like to join us today on California Public Radio Day, we are opening the lines to find out what you want from your call. During these trying times, at a time when public radio has been defunded, KALW is going to lose $400,000 a year over the next 2 years. We're expecting between 80 and 100 radio stations, 120 I actually heard on NPR, to shut down. And then I couldn't believe this statistic, that when you look at the stations in Indian country, about 90% might go dark. I mean, these are places that rely on the radio station to let them know about weather, about emergency alerts. It's just so critical to keep these stations on the air. And once they go away, how do you bring them back? That's the other question. The same applies to what we're seeing in the government. All of these government officials leaving. Once they leave, how do you build it back? How do you build back NOAA? How do you build back environmental organizations? So there's so much to talk about right now, and that's why we wanted to open the lines to get your take on how you want us to cover what is happening. What do you want from a show where we have an hour to go deep and bring on a wide array of guests and then your questions to have a conversation? How do you want us to cover what we're dealing with today? You can give us a call at 866-798-8255. You can also email your call at kalw.org. How do you want us to cover? There's such a wide array of issues like health, death and dying, and caregiving, and then hard political news. What we're seeing in D.C. with the National Guard to the masked, iced agents who are grabbing people off of the streets and putting them in unmarked cars. This is your call. We'll be back after this. This is your call. I'm Rose Aguilar. Today we are marking California Public Radio Day by opening the lines to find out what you want to hear on your call. What's going through your mind during these trying times? What do you want from this show? You can give us a call at 866-798-8255. You can also email your call at kalw.org. In case you missed yesterday's show, we have really been racking our brains trying to figure out how to cover everything that's moving so quickly. And there's just no way we can do it. So we decided to do a weekly series about Trump's authoritarian actions and policies. So we will do our best to summarize the news, put it in historical context, and find out how people are responding. And we started the series yesterday. You can find it at kalw.org, click news, and then your call. And related to this series, I just listened to an NPR interview with Masha Gessen, who wrote the book Surviving Autocracy. And something Masha Gessen said really just stopped me in my tracks. They said, it took Putin over a decade to consolidate autocratic rule, or put a different way, it took Putin over a decade to do as much as I think Trump has done in 7 months. So that's coming from Masha Gessen, who has written books about Russia, who's lived in Russia. And then I just got a breaking news alert from the Washington Post. Trump says he will patrol DC streets tonight alongside law enforcement officials. And we talked about that on yesterday's show. So we just can't keep up. And that's why we're going to do this show every week to summarize the news, put it in historical context, and then just talk about how people are responding. So we'd love to hear from you. What do you want to hear on this show? What's going through your mind during these trying times? You can give us a call at 866-798-8255. You can also email your call at kalw.org. Let's hear from Parker in San Francisco. Hi, Parker. Welcome to your call.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on. Really appreciate the show, especially on today. I've become a sustaining member.
Thank you.
For KALW, just because I really appreciate so much the work that you all do. And thank you so much for all the topics you've covered. I also wanted to appreciate everyone who's chimed in already. I want to reiterate something that I think Bruce mentioned earlier in terms of what I think the show could cover. I think focusing locally is so important. I think that's what this station and these local stations do so well. I think there are a lot of local stories that can end up getting buried because of the deluge of national news that we keep getting. I think it's tough. Like you said, they flood the zone. There's a lot of attempts to distract. And sometimes we have to think about what is it that we can actually do, what we can focus locally. I know that there were the ICE raids that were happening in San Francisco just, I believe, yesterday, where some protesters were getting pepper sprayed. Again, that's something where you hear about that on some of these news channels, and you don't always hear about that. And I think it's just critically important that we focus on some of the stuff that's happening right here in San Francisco and what people can do and use in their local power to push back on how some of these things end up disseminating to our area. So thank you so much again. I really appreciate all the work that you've been doing with this.
Thank you, Parker. We so appreciate it. And thank you for being a sustaining member of Your Call and KALW. I mean, this show is only possible with your support. Thank you so much. And so based on what you said happened yesterday, here's a piece from Mission Local. And Margaret Kadifa and Joe Rivano-Barros write, federal immigration agents pepper sprayed protesters and a reporter in San Francisco on Wednesday after arresting an asylum seeker in immigration court that morning. In a chaotic street scene caught on video, the agents pulled out batons and tasers and tackled several protesters to the ground, detaining at least one. As has become routine, ICE agents arrested an asylum seeker after a hearing at San Francisco's immigration court and were transporting them to their headquarters a half a mile away when protesters intervened. So you're right. This is all happening in our backyard, and we need to also cover that. And we will definitely focus more on, well, we try so hard to focus on local issues. There's just so much going on. But thank you so much, for Parker, for that recommendation and for your support. Let's go next to Kiara in Oakland. Hi, Kiara. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for doing this. I was thinking some of the things that are happening in our front yards, too. And one of the things we've been so good about covering is the unhoused and mental illness. So for a while, you were doing a program on mental illness on Mondays, which was really great. It's just not done, let alone rarely done. And I would love to see something that has gone under the radar, which is the executive order that went out saying that they were going to sweep the homeless and put them in humane psychiatric situations, but there's no evidence that they're actually going to do anything humane, since they haven't done anything humane down the line for anyone. And as they complete their promises, then I'm wondering if you could have on some people who are working with this. I know there are various organizations locally that are working with the idea of what the costs are for hospital beds in Oakland and in Alameda, and I'm hoping you can cover this. It's so vital, and it affects everyone, because it's all spilling out into our streets.
Right.
And no one seems to know what to do.
Well, thank you, Kiara. This is such an important issue, mental health, the homeless crisis. And so many advocates fear it's going to get worse once the Medicaid cuts and the food stamp cuts go into effect. And so, yeah, we're thinking about doing a series on this because it's just so crucial. And then to connect that with what's coming from the Trump administration and the sweeps that we're hearing about in Washington, D.C., also in the Bay Area. So thank you for that. We will also definitely continue to cover these issues. Thank you. Let's go next to Pamela in San Francisco. Hi, Pamela. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Rose. I just wanted to let you know that when I was in college, they had a work-study program, and the students could take a business or a enterprise and work for them, earning college credits. So when you mentioned that this morning, that you don't have a lot of funds in all cases, there are students out there that would love to come and help you and earn college credits at the same time. So it's a wonderful program, and I thought I'd just pass on the information.
I love that idea, Pamela. Thank you so much. And I think a lot about aspiring journalists and how the landscape is so different from when I was getting out of college. And, you know, we love mentoring journalists. KALW has an incredible training program. So many of the journalists that have come through the program are still at the station or are doing amazing things at other stations. And so I love that idea. We'll definitely look into it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's go next to Connie in Corte Madera. Hi, Connie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just want to say, first of all, I respect so much what you do. And my suggestion is, you know, I love your passion and your tone about the suffering and the issues and what we need to address. And I would love to hear that kind of fire brought to, and let's pursue solutions, because the solutions, instead of being an adder to the research, I would love it to be part of your research. Like and I'm sorry I didn't take a note when I heard about it earlier this morning, the group that's trying to fill the funding gap from the CPB, and they're doing it on a national level. Like, there is our local funding. Yes, we need that. But there are other groups trying to work toward that. Like, let's put that out in front of people in an exciting way. You know, the Israelis that are protesting in their own country, like, let's be mindful of the other people that care and that are doing things and taking action, and put some weight into that. So, and yes, following the money always should be part of the picture, but that's my thought.
I love this. Thank you so much. And I want to shout out Wendy, if you're listening, Wendy. Wendy and I have been talking for years, I have to say, and we really just need to do it. We have been wanting to do a show about what is working in other countries. And Wendy just sent me this very interesting article from The Conversation in July, What the World Can Learn from Uruguay as the Global Housing Crisis Deepens. And this is a really interesting story about what's happening in Uruguay. And I'll just read from this. With a population of just 3.4 million, the small Latin American nation has a robust network of housing cooperatives, which give access to permanent affordable housing to citizens at a range of income levels. These housing cooperatives emerged in the 1960s during a time of deep economic turmoil. And so I think this is such an important topic, an important series, because other countries are getting a lot of things right, whereas we're not in this country. And I think a lot about people who are aging. I've seen so many GoFundMes for people who are not doing well and need money to hire 24/7 help. And if you don't have a support system, I mean, when we were doing the health shows, a lot of women wrote in and said, I don't have children. I don't have a partner. What am I going to do? Of course, there's no guarantee your children are going to help you, even if you have kids, but it's such a good question. What's going to happen to those of us who need help as we age? It is so expensive, and caregivers obviously deserve more than a living wage because the work they do is so important. But where's this going to come from? And so I'm curious about how other countries support their elders. And I'd love to do a series about this, and we just have to make time for it because we say we're going to do it and then a year goes by. We just really have to make time for it. So thank you for sparking that, Connie. It's such, so, so, so important. We've got so many emails, but let's go to one more caller. Let's hear from Andy in Redwood City. Hi, Andy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Rose. Good morning.
Good morning.
I listened to your show yesterday, and you had on Kurt Wayland from the University of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just kind of surprised how he underestimated what Trump was up to. And you guys did a great job on the Heritage Foundation plan and going through that and so forth. But this harkens me back to a quote Ben Franklin had, right? Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. These guys are playing for keeps.
Mm-hmm.
They're not messing around. They're not fooling around. Tim Snyder left the country. He was an expert on fascism at Yale. So he went to the University of Toronto to get out of the country because he had really been hammering Trump and telling it like it is. We need to hear from people that are telling it like it is. We are losing our liberty, and we're losing them fast. And this guy's got to be stopped. That's all I got to say. Bring on the people that are the truth tellers, please.
Well, thank you.
We don't need the people that water it down.
Thank you for that. Jason Stanley is a Yale professor who studies fascism. He also left the U.S. to work in Canada. We have reached out to Jason Stanley. We've reached out to Stephen Levitsky. I will definitely reach out to Tim Snyder, but thank you for that. I don't know if you heard what I said earlier about Masha Gessen, who wrote a book called Surviving Autocracy, who was on NPR and said that it took Putin over a decade to consolidate autocratic rule. Masha Gessen says it took Putin over a decade to do as much as Trump has done in 7 months. That coming from Masha Gessen is pretty incredible and pretty intense. So thank you, Andy. I want to read an email that's kind of related to what you just said. And Matthew, if you're listening, I would love for you to call in because I'd like to know a little bit more about what you... I'd like you to elaborate on this message. So Matthew writes, public radio is failing in their coverage of the fascist regime. You provide news blasts that normalize the fascism and the racism. There is zero pushback for the cult leaders during interviews. I'm listening to you say we're dealing with trying times. Meanwhile, Morning Edition smiles while telling you more horrific acts by the fascist regime. Have any of your journalists ever asked a cultist, when is sexual assault a disqualifying act? When is a felon a disqualifying act? Where does Israel get billions from the U.S. to massacre people and provide their own people with health care, but the U.S. is cutting Medicare because of costs? I will not donate to any public station until you stand against the fascist regime. I'm thinking you're referring to NPR's coverage, Matthew, but I would like you to elaborate on what you mean by this. So if you're listening, please give us a call at 866-798-8255. And I just love to hear your thoughts. So thank you for the message. We have so many emails. Let me go through a few of these and then we'll get back to calls. And thank you, Andy, for your call. Cliff says, I think the health shows were important as a form of solidarity, as there are a lot of people experiencing severe health issues without hearing the social concerns and the links to pollution and the medical pharma industrial complex. And the political analysis is important, as the early comments in today's show expressed. Other topics, how can we support indigenous radio stations? Cliff, we're definitely going to invite on people who run indigenous radio stations to find out how they're faring and if they're going to go dark. information about major demonstrations coming up. Not all the demonstrations are promoted by different organizing groups. Thank you for that. I just read that there are a number of protests happening on Labor Day, and we're going to be doing a labor show soon. So thank you for your email, Cliff. Let's go to another email. A listener writes, how can AI help seniors with loneliness? Wow, this is something I have not heard before. More programs on nuclear energy as a proven clean power source. France and several other Western countries already rely on it. Thank you for that. I should mention, we are still doing our Monday One Planet series. We've been doing that for many years now. After the first Trump election, we decided to do that, and we're going to continue. Another listener writes, health and caregiving issues are good. Environmental programs, stories about nature. I would also ask the public to say what they would do if they had the power to make life better. Any idea you have about housing, healthcare for all, and on and on. Once or twice a month, programming like this would be good, maybe great. Thank you for that. Matthew writes in, thanks to the whole Your Call team for True Community Radio. The health focus on the nuts and bolts of how to get and improve health are very good. Keep up those shows. Like you said, it's difficult to cover Trump's authoritarianism. By trying to cover it all, you may be playing into his hands. I was taught that focusing on one issue is more effective. My one issue, stopping ICE from separating families. It is unwanted, unwarranted, and un-American. I think if there was a focus on this, we could stop it. The other issue is understanding the death caused by Trump's dismantling of USAID. USAID. This one, Matthew, is so hard to read about. The Pulitzer Center has been doing such important reporting on people who have already died because of Trump shutting down USAID and the number of people who are struggling and most likely will die because of this. We did one show about it, and we need to do more, so thank you. And thank you for letting me know that it's called the Ice Cream Bar in Coal Valley. Thank you for that. So many emails are coming in. Let's see. I just want to go through a couple more. Kevin, Nancy Pelosi finally has a worthy opponent in next year's election. Pelosi will be 86 and a half and will be running against 39-year-old Saket Chakrabarty, AOC's former chief of staff. Unlike Pelosi, he wants Medicare for all. Please talk with him regularly. Thank you for this, Kevin. Is Pelosi running? Because I remember she said a couple years ago that she was going to step down. So we need to look into this, and we'll definitely do shows about it. Howard writes, I feel powerless to influence what happens in D.C., in part because of the state's representation by only two senators and because of the Electoral College. And I believe that only local organizations can be effective. I have no idea how to organize locally. I'm a 72-year-old white guy, gay man, living in the Hunter's View housing project in the Bayview, and would appreciate reporting on organizing neighborhood by neighborhood in the city. It's a great idea. Thank you so much, Howard. I'm writing all of this down, and I'm going to share this with everyone else at KALW because Cross Currents and other departments could also do a great job of covering these issues. David, I would like KALW to let more people know about the great things happening at San Francisco State. KALW could invite guests on from SF State to talk about all the great things happening there, teaching thousands of students in hundreds of subjects. There's a school of the environment, science education. There's a field campus in the Sierra Nevada mountains where people take walks to discuss birding, mushrooms, art, nature, journaling. Great idea. Thank you so much. There's so many emails. I'm going to go through a couple of these emails and go back to calls. Let's go to David in San Francisco. Hi, David. Thanks for holding.
Hey, very good program. I'm David Lamble. For 30 years, I was the film critic of the Bay Area Reporter, the principal gay paper in San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Back in 1967, I was a college radio reporter, and we made the station at that time, the Hofstra College Station, was only on 6 hours a day. The university tried to cut our funding altogether and eliminate the station. We went on 24 hours a day as a kind of strike, and eventually were funded by the local school board, the Hempstead School Board. Even more pertinent, I remember going down to Houston, Texas, to support Pacifica radio station KPFT, whose transmitter was twice bombed by the Ku Klux Klan. Mm. And they eventually survived and came up with a slogan, Bucks Beat Bombs, which I think is pertinent then and pertinent now. So I would suggest more of the same, basically. And also, I am a big fan of Mesher Gessen. I am currently reading The Brothers about the two young men in the marathon bombing in Boston in 2013. But I also recommend Vladimir Putin, Man Without a Face. And I think you're right that there needs to be a very special program on Trump, because this is something we've not really experienced before, which is native-born fascism, basically. Mm. And that's something that tries to eliminate the things that FDR and also LBJ did. Mm. I was privileged to actually meet President Johnson in Texas when I first went down there. Anyway, keep up the good work. I appreciate it. And let's see if we can beat this guy.
Well, thank you so much, David. Great ideas there. Thank you so much for calling in. Let's go next to Scott in Half Moon Bay. Hi, Scott. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Rose. I don't know how you process all the asks. it's a lot, but I think your show is great. I think you guys do a great job. But
thank you.
One of the things, just to address, how do you get this done? In science, we've engaged over the years citizen scientists who actually, because science is always strapped for money, who can do a lot of field work, collect a lot of data. And money is one solution, but have you ever thought of enlisting members to work on stories, to provide just the legwork? I mean, you've got, the Bay Area, we've got a lot of really well-educated, informed people. And is there a way to leverage the listeners to do that kind of work? Because there's so many things, so many places you can go, and your resources are limited, even with money.
Right. Yeah, it's a great point. Thank you. And if anyone would like to get involved with the station or work on shows, please email us, yourcall@kalw.org. Great idea, Scott. Thank you. I want to read one email from Philip who says, I hope that we can hear more programs with authors, activists, and educators from the First Nations. Nothing could be more relevant in these times when the hypocrisy of our immigration policy is revealed through the eyes of these marginalized and too often hidden and forgotten communities. Ah, you're reminding me of these shirts my dad used to wear that had all of these great sayings about Indigenous people and immigrants and Native. He always had these Native people on his T-shirt, and then a message about immigrants or building the wall, and it would always be an incredible conversation starter. If, Philip, we bring on a lot of Indigenous people, and next year Trump is going to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States, and he's already getting ready for it, and we are going to have on a number of Native voices to tell the real story. I don't know if you saw this piece in the New York Times, but this is where we are. Trump says the Smithsonian focuses too much on, quote, how bad slavery was. So never before has it been, of course, in before we were alive, but in our modern time, so important to talk about history and the truth about the history of this country. And I just found this book. It wasn't written by an Indigenous person, but it's called Native Nations. And I want to get the name. I want to invite her on. Kathleen Duval. She just won a Pulitzer. The book starts in the year 1000. How amazing does that sound? Native Nations, a Millennium in North America. So yes, Philip, we will definitely continue to bring on Indigenous voices, and we really appreciate your email. We have time for one more caller. Let's go to Greg in Palo Alto. Hi, Greg. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you. I just want to bring up a couple of quick issues. One is there's very little coverage of people with disabilities and the ADA and how inadequate it is. And I think that's a really important point, because according to the CDC, they're the largest minority in the country. But I also want to throw in my opinion about what I've heard and what Mesher Gessen said. I was really astonished to listen to the guest on the program yesterday. I mean, the way I look at this now, our political system in this country, or the political affairs that are going on in this country, are as dire as the climate crisis. If they keep going the way they're going, it's going to be a nightmare. It's bad enough as it is. But I was really surprised to listen to them yesterday and be relatively sanguine about what was happening. So hopefully you could get Jason Stanley or Chris Hedges or somebody like that on the program to talk about it, or even Marcia Gessen.
Mm. Yeah, thank you, Greg. We'll definitely reach out to those guests. Really important. And if you have any guest ideas for our weekly series about what is happening with Trump's authoritarian policies and just the news in general, we'd love to hear from you. We're planning to do shows on education, environment, health, culture. Any ideas around that? Show guest ideas. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for calling, Greg. This is why I love all of you and our listeners. We just got a really important email from Marianne, who says, Professor Timothy Snyder published an essay in his Substack, also printed in the Yale newspaper, that explained very clearly he did not leave the country because of Trump. I did not know this. In fact, all of the pieces and the articles I have read and heard said that he left because of Trump, and I just found it. Timothy Snyder writes, I moved to Toronto with my family last summer and at a time when Biden was president. Had Harris won the election, I would not have come back. The scenario I dreamed of last August was that Harris would win and I would have more time for my scholarly work. Press coverage was something that I had not expected. So he said, I did not leave Yale because of anything Trump is doing. The chronology and the psychology are wrong. I was not and am not fleeing anything. Thank you so much, Marianne. I was under the impression that he left because of Trump, because that's what I heard in so many media stories. So thank you for bringing that to our attention. I want to say Jason Stanley said he did make the decision to leave the U.S. to, quote, raise my kids in a country that is not tilting toward a fascist dictatorship. So he did leave because of Trump. But as you thank you for letting us know, Timothy Snyder did not. And we will definitely invite both of them and many others on the show. I'm sorry we didn't get to all of your shows, but we wrote down all of your ideas. We're going to share them with our team and everyone at KALW. And if you have any guest ideas or show ideas, please email yourcall@kalw.org. Thank you so much for your support. Thanks to Kevin Vance for answering the phones. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rose Aguilar. It's Your Call.